welcome. Hello and happy rainy Wednesday. I actually am excited to have a little bit of rain and the shift in the seasons, but everybody needs a little Black Betty just to kind of pump them up at noontime, especially on a Wednesday hump day. So hello, you're listening to North Idaho Radio. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I have a show called Let Your Color Out Live. And I'd like to talk to people who are supporting our community in ways and each other in ways, being good to each other, and also pursuing a passion and purpose. Like, what was something maybe that they were doing in their life that they were a little afraid to push into the world? Or what did they turn one of their wounds into some sort of wisdom? And so I'm very excited today to talk to one of my long-time childhood friends and very, very talented artist, Nicole Huguenin. So I'm welcome, Nicole, and thank you so much for coming in today on this Wednesday. We're very excited to talk with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, Nicole and I go way, way back. We kind of ski raced together. We certainly were at SHS together. Oh, she's giving me the no, we didn't ski race together. It was my sister. Well, there's many of those Huguenins. For any of those of you who might know the beautiful Huguenin family, they are a longtime Sandpoint people. Actually started Schweitzer, got a Schweitzer going in this community. So for those of you that are new to town, just wanted to let you know about beautiful Nicole. And Nicole has quite a history of being a teacher and then a teacher trainer, and we're going to get into that. But one of the things and why I wanted to invite her in today is because she has started an Etsy store, and she has absolutely beautiful art that she has put on, all kinds of fun things that we'll get into after the break. But in the meantime, Nicole, why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are in Sandpoint and then what you're doing before we get into the Etsy.
Sure. So I've been in Sandpoint my whole life. My parents and grandparents live here, and I'm so excited to be here today. And I had the pleasure of being a teacher in the Lake Pondere School District for 20 years.
Of a great teacher. She was one at Farman that you kind of had your own style of class, didn't you?
The last 5 years of my teaching was I got to pilot a program called the Experiential Learning Program. And so it was multi-age. We had first through sixth graders all in one classroom. And we taught kids at their instructional level versus their age or grade level. So if I had a first grader that needed third grade math, that's what they got. A sixth grader that needed some second grade reading support, they get second grade reading support and a sixth grade reading group. So it was really, it's kind of a nod.
Pilot too, wasn't
it?
It was a brand new. Was it hard to teach to that many different levels?
So I had a teaching partner that taught fourth through sixth grade curriculum, and I did first through third. And you know, it was really actually much easier than a classroom of 26 first graders because of the multi-age. The kids all helped each other. You're from a big family. You know what
Absolutely.
That's like to have siblings that help other siblings. And people always say, well, oh, the burden of being an older student on there helping the younger students. Well, we had a first grader that was a super speller that everyone went to for help. And we had, you know, and the little kids brought the wonder and joy and empathy and imagination to the program. So it was really magical. And we taught everything.
I really like what you said about the older ones would help the younger ones. It's teaching almost acts of service.
Absolutely.
It's instilling, you know, and you know, they have a huge amount of pride, I would imagine, in
yes.
helping and saying, oh, I am the best speller, or I am a really good speller. I'll help you with math.
Yeah, totally. It was, I would always say when kids would come up to me and say, hey, Miss Nicole, can you help me with this? Or do you know this? And I'm like, do I look like Google? Use your resources. And they would go ask another learner or student and they'd get help or they'd look it up. And I wanted kids to know that they can help themselves too. Like
Absolutely.
They can use their resources and, you know, have that growth in
that area. I mean, you're
area.
Teaching research at a very young, like that it just becomes sort of a household process.
Well, and that's what we do. Like if I want to learn about something, I Google it or I ask a friend that's knowledgeable about it. I don't have to be the only person that has all the knowledge. So, you know, we work in a collaborative world. So, and we're now in such a global community, that's such a great skill to have.
Absolutely. Does Farman still offer this? What is it called again?
The Experiential Learning Program. Yeah.
When you
down.
Left, it left, huh?
No, it still it was happening until this year. Now it's just fourth through sixth grade. And I think They have some plans maybe to move it to another school, or I don't know what's going to happen with it, but it's so Kristen Buckmiller, who's an incredible, incredible teacher, is doing it still at Farm and Stidwell. So.
Oh, that's well, yes, I'm very, if any kids were lucky enough to have Miss Nicole, they're going to remember her for life. She'll be one of those pivotal teachers. And the fun thing is that now you've morphed into training teachers almost.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So I work for an amazing company called the Maker Learning Network, and it is such a people-centered company and very much has children at its heart and center. And it really jived with how I like to teach, which is project-based learning and social-emotional learning, like giving kids the skills to handle like blips in the road or how to handle their anger or how to handle their sad or how to communicate with friends and all of that. So the Maker Learning Network hired me and they call me a maker. So I get to make trainings for facilitators. We call our teachers facilitators because we really want them to be in that role, not the sage on the stage. They get to facilitate learning. And then the kids are called learners. It's really cool.
Sort of refreshing.
Well, it gives kids like an action. Oh, I'm a learner. I have to do something instead of I just have to receive information. So
a class and be sort of downloaded too.
Yeah.
And probably for the teachers, it's equally as fun.
It's such a cool, amazing concept. They're free public charter schools, and they're based on the iLead method, which was some schools that Dawn Evenson, who lives in Sandpoint, she actually went to Sandpoint High School and started all these schools in Southern California. And so the iLead stands for International Leadership, Entrepreneurialism, the Arts, and Design Thinking. So the Maker Method incorporates all those things. So I think that's important in these.
So it's an online program.
No, we do have online, but we have site-based schools. We have a school in Ohio. We have one in Colorado called Colorado Skies Academy. It's the only school in the nation on an airport. It's aerospace and aeronautics focused. It's a middle school. Mm-hmm. The school is so cool. It has hangar doors that open up like it's in a real, you know, it's right by this airport, Centennial Airport in Colorado. And then we have several schools in California, and we have one in Kauai.
I knew there was something sunny. I was like, I feel like I heard you jetting off to Hawaii one time.
Yeah, it's not hard to go there for work. I actually love going to all our schools because the people there have such great heart and are really on the, you know, in the trenches for, on the front line, I guess, of education and putting in all that sweat equity and love to those kids. So,
oh, that's well, wonderful. Well, I'm very excited to have Nicole with me today. And again, just a longtime friend. It's so fun for us to be able to catch up. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to explore a little bit more of what it's like to be a teacher in our community or even in this sort of, what do you call it, global community. Yeah. And what that's like and just, you know, how kids might be receiving it. And then we will get into this magical thing that she is also creating and building a business. If any of you are interested in starting a Etsy store, you'll definitely want to stay tuned. And we will be right back. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
The Black Jacket Symphony performs Led Zeppelin's legendary album, 4 Live, at the Bing Crosby Theater Friday, November 4th. The Black Jacket Symphony recreates this classic album note for note, sound for sound, with no sonic detail overlooked. Tickets on sale now at BingCrosbyTheater.com. The Black Jacket Symphony performing Led Zeppelin's 4 Live at the Bing Crosby Theater, Friday, November 4th.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. we can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Just can't stop talking. We are back. I'm having a great time behind the scenes talking to sweet Nicole. We were actually just talking about, you know, what it was like during COVID. Again, she is not teaching currently in our school system, but she has a huge fondness of it. And of course, has a lot of teacher friends and just saying it's a really difficult time for teachers. Mm-hmm. Maybe say a little more about that, what it's like.
Well,
especially post-COVID.
Teaching is definitely a calling, and when I was teaching, I loved being at school and seeing children and laughing with kids and all the hugs and the celebration of growth, and COVID really was brutal on teachers. Like, we had to pivot and do all the protocols and teach online and figure out what kind of online learning management system to use, and then there's that fear of, are the kids going to learn anything while they're at home during lockdown? And my belief is, and my friend Don Evenson also has said this, that just kids learn at home too. They learn how to cook. They learn how to problem solve. They learn how to play. They learn how so many things. So learning doesn't stop at home. They read at home. They're on the computer. So
I honestly think that so much of the conditioning actually happens by just living rather than teaching.
You know,
I think these children are, you know, and I've certainly seen that in my own family and myself, you know, my own self-discovery, you know, so much of my beliefs, my conditioning, how I walk in the world, the acts of service that I do, those kinds of things, those were all instilled, not because somebody sat down and said, okay, we're going to go, you know, although my dad did say, hey, we're going to go chop firewood for a family in need. Yeah. We did do a lot of that as a Lewis family. But they just modeled it. And so much of that is what you're saying, is that modeled learning style.
And I wasn't in the classroom during COVID and post-COVID, but I supported facilitators and principals, or we call them directors, during that time. And it really took a toll. And it took... So when kids came back post big pandemic, some of these kiddos like had never been in a school setting. Like, think of the kindergartners that had never been to daycare or preschool, or and there were like
hadn't even started socializing.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I think it's magical when kids are little and they learn through play, and I think that's so valuable. But like one kindergarten teacher in Ohio was describing like the puppy piles these little five-year-olds would get into, like just wrestling on the floor because they didn't know school behavior. And so, you know, I think there's also a lot of fear that kids lost so much over COVID. But if you think about learning kind of as a full life thing, I don't know that you really lose learning. Yeah, there's some academic holes to fill, but, you know, they learned a lot of other things during COVID.
And well, I think fear was certainly reinforced.
Oh, my gosh, know, just yes. The whole,
you know, and that's a thing we will be unwinding for decades, I believe, you know, in my, in my heart. That is, you know, something that I had to unwind in my own being many, many years ago when I was diagnosed with MS. Yes. You know, I was totally faced with fear and autoimmune and, you know, right leg immobility and just, you know, so fear is a hard belief to unwind. And we had a lot of that happening. And so it will be interesting to see, you know, how the kids come out. And I guess, you know, the thing that I appreciate in what you're saying is, you know, anybody listening out there, if you have kids in school or don't have kids in school, being a teacher right now is a very difficult, it always was, as you said, yes. It's a calling because you're managing so many different personalities and they're bringing their home styles almost to school with them and
absolutely.
Behaviors. Yeah. And so teaching's always been hard, but I think now it's got to be even more challenging.
Well, and I was just listening to this TikTok that was just fascinating to me. It was this teacher who was saying, you know, parents, you have a set of rules at home that you reinforce. And like if your child's in trouble, you can say, go to your room, take a break. But in the classroom, we don't have that privilege to send a child to their room to think about something. And her point was, you know, please support and back up your teachers. Teach your children to respect them because teaching isn't easy. A lot of people, when they had to homeschool, were like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And some of these families had maybe 1 to 5 kids, and I've had as many as 27.
Yeah.
First graders. Like, can you imagine these children without all their teeth? And
yeah, yeah. Yeah. And everybody coming to school with a runny nose.
Oh my gosh. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What happens? Like the medical emergencies, the
allergies now that are introduced.
Allergies, the threats, like school lockdowns, the trauma that, you know, evokes, the planning, like in elementary school, we teach every subject. So the planning for that and then differentiating within those subjects, like for all of our kids, and, you know, the high stakes standardized testing, which I have some words about, but
that is a very, you know, I too personally feel like that because I had one of those children that did not learn conventionally. He is an auditory learner. His reading, there's a version of dyslexia that he's got in his brain. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I actually started the Underground Kindness, which was teaching kids to love where they're at and who they are, no matter how they learn, because they're still great people. They just learn different. And we need all sorts on this planet.
Absolutely. I believe that with my whole heart, that so many kids, like when I would get kids in the classroom, I would do assessments to show me, I call it spackling holes for them so they can paint their own murals. Because if kids can read proficiently and do math proficiently and write proficiently, that's a ticket to success in life or a better chance at success at life. However, there's also kids that learn through the arts or that are super kinesthetic learners or that are really, you know, nature kids or tech kids. And so I think that's our job. I think traditional schools, and I'm not saying that the Lake Pendre School District is like this because I see so many different programs available for kiddos.
Yeah, it's very diverse. It does support a lot of those different styles, learning styles.
Absolutely.
But it is just an interesting time to be just circling back to being a teacher. You know, they're really having to, you know, especially with this technological revolution.
Yes. Oh
my
gosh.
And they're competing for attention. I mean, nothing is as interesting almost anymore, right?
How do you compete with a video game? I'm sorry, it's tough. Yeah. You can't compete, but you could kind of, you know, create some projects that the kids have buy-in into, like an entrepreneurial project, or we did a Whatnot Toy Company or What Box Toy Company Design Challenge, we called it. Because whenever my kids... people would say, oh, think outside of the box. I trained my kids to say, what box? Because, you know, really, your imagination is limitless. And so those kind of hands-on real-life projects are super inspiring. And I know this school district does a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, that is actually such a great segue because imagination is limitless in especially the younger generations. Their hearts are wide open. They're Their imaginations are ready to, like, save the world, the whales, the squirrels.
Absolutely.
I watched the cutest little video the other day. Something just came in my feed. Yeah. And it was this little girl just absolutely sobbing because the leaves were falling down. She felt so bad. They were falling off the trees. And I just was... I just was like, God, that is just precious, you know. And that is why you teach.
Absolutely.
For those and parent, of course, but
teaching. I felt like that was my job as a teacher, to preserve that wonder and innocence and imagination. And I think with technology so accessible, that kids have instant access to things that their developmental brains may not be ready for. Oh, like, gosh. Letting little kids watch rated R movies, it's kind of fun as a family, but it could be too much of a load on that child to understand those concepts that are happening in that movie. So it's kind of, I feel like we need to be the gatekeepers of those little tiny humans and keep them, you know, keep their imaginations and their wonder and their innocence as long as we can.
And their hearts. Their beautiful hearts. Because yes. We need them, those little hearts need to start stepping in. We've got kind of a divisive, cantankerous world right now. A lot of people with really strong beliefs and contention. And so we need those little kids leading from heart, not head necessarily. We've got a lot of heads out there, I think, leading. And again, I think Sandpoint's a unique community. We're so lucky to have, just to have the diverse almost support in the diversity that we do have in thinking. So I think Sandpoint is quite a remarkable place. So we'll take another short break, but we will come back and we are going to talk about the imagination, because Sweet Nicole has been a long time. In fact, she painted my daughter's room with me when my life blew up, went sideways, and the disease was kind of full tilt. And I, you know, didn't know how I was going to raise three little people by myself. And she came over and we painted my daughter's room when she was with her dad one summer. And it's still there. My daughter is 25 years old and she will not paint over that room.
It's a fun mural.
It is quite the mural. We had a great time. I had her name in there and she still can tell me where they all are. And we did it 7 times, so we knew she was 7 when it happened. So, all right, when we come back, we will continue and we will talk about Nicole's beautiful imagination that has now really is in full tilt expression with her through her Etsy store. And thank you again for listening to North Idaho Radio. My name is Lindy Lewis and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Live.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Shenango Signs and Designs is your local veteran-owned business, providing creative quality banners, signs, decals, vehicle transfers, magnetics, graphic design, business cards, home decor. And now with their new printer, Shenango can give you discounted, expedited, direct printing. Also, call them to schedule a do-it-yourself wooden sign party class. Fun and perfect for a homemade Christmas gift. Stop by Shenango today at 5920 East Southeast Way in Post Falls. Also on Facebook, online, or call 208-667-1406.
Have you tried the new Fast Lane checkout at the Sandpoint Super One Foods? There's 6 new Fast Lane checkout stations, and they are super convenient and super easy to use. Check it out today. And if you're looking for a great job, Super One Foods is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store. Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
From Spokane, Washington to Lewiston, Idaho, R&R RV Center is your one-stop shop for RV service and supplies. If you're not satisfied with your current dealer, visit R&R RV Center today. RV service appointments are available right now. With over 50 service bays, a full collision center and chassis shop, R&R RV will get you back on the road fast. Beat the winter rush and schedule your RV service today at R&R RV. R&R RV works on all brands and accepts all insurances. Ask about RV winterization packages and save. Call today to schedule your RV service at R&R RV Center. Eastern Washington's largest RV dealer, Liberty Lake, North Spokane, and Lewiston. Find a location near you at rnrrv.com.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
superstore.
October is Fair Trade Month, and Winter Ridge Natural Foods is here for it. Check out our displays of tea, cocoa, coffees, Halloween candies, gifts, housewares, and more. Fair trade means that everyone involved in creating a product has been paid equitably, and the resources are being used sustainably. Look for all our locally produced foods, the Equal Exchange brand, and other products throughout the store with the Fair Trade certification. It's a win-win situation all the way to the farmers and their farmland and watersheds. At Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. All right, we are ready to talk about the Etsy store. So this beautiful teacher, then gone to teacher trainer, is still doing all of that and still has a love for children, but she had to find her creative expression during COVID. So Nicole, who I have said is an absolutely amazing artist, has helped me paint many happy things in my world. Tell us, what prompted you starting the store?
Well, I've always wanted to start a business and use my artwork, but I didn't know how to do a business. That wasn't in any of my teacher training. So I actually hired a local business coach who really is helping me and walking along. Her name's Debbie Heiser. She has Lead Your Lit Up Life. And she goes, okay, when you're opening your Etsy shop. And so during COVID, I had a lot of time to paint and color because, you know, we were pretty locked down. So I just had like a creative outburst of things. And then I had all this artwork lying around and I thought, oh, I need to do something with this. And then I got connected with Debbie, and I was actually on TikTok, and I started getting on TikTok because our middle schoolers were wreaking a little bit of havoc with TikTok.
Okay.
At our schools, there were these awful challenges, and I'm not going to inspire anyone to
start that. A challenge, please. Yeah. No. Yeah. Enough of that in the world.
So I got on TikTok to see what it was, and it is such a great resource for so many things. And I stumbled upon this TikTok that is this print on demand. She was teaching people how to start a print on demand store on Etsy. And Etsy is an e-commerce site that hosts creative people, like people that make purses or jewelry or toys or crafts and craft supplies. So it was a perfect site for me. And I learned about this print-on-demand company called Printify. And there are other ones, Printful. And I used Printify because that's what the TikTok demonstrated. So, and it's really easy to set up and it doesn't cost a lot of money. And so how it works is I upload my artwork, and there is some editing that happens in uploading artwork.
And you were telling me you do a lot of it digitally.
Yes, I do some digitally and some paper pencil, some watercolor. I'm a novelty junkie, so I love different art mediums.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that doing it, like drawing on my iPad, is a lot easier to remove the background than taking a photo of a painting and then editing around each item.
Oh, because you have to remove the background to get it to transfer. I wish you all could see this, but I'll take a picture and put it on my Instagram, which is Let Your Color Out. And but I will put some of these amazing, colorful, happy pillows and bags and water bottles, and we'll get into these little beings. They're pretty special. And stickers, fun stickers. So
lots of water bottle stickers.
But yeah, so you have to remove the background in order to get it to transfer.
Yes. So then I can upload it to Printify, and Printify has a whole list of items. Like you were just saying, I'm really thrilled with these tote bags that they have on there because they're washable and they're, you know, sturdy. And anyway, so I can put my design on different things, and I can change the background color, or like if I put this design on a shirt, this mountain, I call it Night Mountain, I can, whatever color I put it on, the mountain becomes that color, for example. So then Printify and Etsy are really good friends. No, my non-tech brain, but they are connected. So let's say you were to order something off of my Etsy shop, which is called Hello, We Are Cute. I got that name from my friend Jill Albertson and I years ago. We're going to start a company so we could answer the phone and say, hello, we're cute.
Silly. That's awesome.
It's silly, but I just had to start with something and it stuck.
So, yeah.
So if you were to order something, Printify would print it for you and then ship it. So I don't have to have the money for a whole bunch of inventory.
How nice. Or deal with any inventory actually exactly. is probably the nicest thing.
Especially for clothing. Ugh. Like I don't I make a lot of infant onesies with my little monster lovies over there. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to have every size, color, you know, in to pay for that inventory. So it's really nice for me because
do you find that it costs more for the product?
No, actually, I think it's pretty. My prices are pretty reasonable.
They're the same.
Yeah.
Do you actually get to price your own stuff on Etsy?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, wow. And Printify charges me a fee, like for this tote bag. And if you and become then the a member, of Printify, it's $29.99 a month. I'm not being an ad for Printify, but anyway. So if I pay that, my cost per product goes significantly lower.
I see.
And then I try to put in, some profit in there in the price. So this tote bag is $20 and I make a little bit of money off of every item. So,
right, right. And then the goal would be to sell. And then if you buy bulk, obviously you can do more if you buy a bunch of gifts or tote bags to, you know, like I was thinking to give to teachers. How can we do something fun for teachers out there?
Because
I'm still
that,
circling
Lindy.
Back to teachers because I feel
teachers
like
need all the love you can give them.
I
if
can't.
You like your child's teacher or are grateful for them, please show it. Just write them a little note. Evan's Brothers gift cards are always a big hit.
Yeah. And especially right now with Halloween coming out. I mean, of course we all love chocolate and donuts, but try to choose something healthy for them. They get a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm always an advocate for just one or two health better than or anything. Honestly, I shouldn't even be picky. I mean, just give them a note, like you say.
I still
remember how just those little notes mean a lot too. But
absolutely.
But yeah, so back to her Etsy store. I think one of the things that I want to know from you is Nicole is such an amazing, just she can just sit down and knock something out in very little time. Like, what do you think how did your creativity get so fostered?
Oh my gosh, that's from my mom.
I think it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd address Bobby.
She is the
Huguenin.
Best mom on the planet, and I know my five other siblings agree with me.
Yep.
I'm so lucky and grateful to be her daughter, and I'm getting teary. I was just on the phone with her just a few minutes ago. And
hope she's listening. Hi, Bobby Huguenin.
She's like, break your leg, honey. Say it again.
I hope Bobby's out there listening because we love that. I mean, she was just one of my childhood moms. Sometimes I'd call her more before I'd call my mom.
Absolutely.
You know, be like, Bobby, I'm in a little trouble here. She's like, all right, let's figure it out. You know, because we all are scared.
I asked her that once. I said, Mom, how did you know, like, to set up the playroom? She calls it booby trapping the playroom for little kids. And like she would set up a pyramid of blocks or a baby with a blankie next to it. And so when we'd walk into the playroom, we were immediately, it's called a play provocation in educational words or an invitation to play. And I said, Mom, how did you know to do that? Cause like,
yeah.
And she said, I just wanted you guys to be occupied in a healthy way. So I don't remember watching very much TV growing up. We were either outside swinging from a rope swing. She actually had in the basement of my childhood home, which is my mom is still there. She had a stage built out of just plywood
for the stage.
Yes.
And we had all the costumes there.
And costumes. And I mean, we spent hours putting
hours.
On plays and
princesses,
yes.
dresses, and tiaras and boas. And absolutely.
We actually went around and sold tickets to the neighbors to come to our place.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
this
neighbors.
This is this is old town Sam Point yes. right here. Yeah.
So I think she always gave us two. Like a ream of, we called it typing paper back in the day, but now it's copy paper. She would give us just like a ream of white paper and some markers and scissors and tape and glue, and we could use as much of it as we wanted. And oh my gosh, a piece of white paper, it has endless creative possibilities. And we always had access to those kind of things, and it was so wonderful. I'm so grateful. And
because,
so
I mean, actually, I mean, again, I'm talking with Nicole Huguenin, and if you just joined us, and she has five siblings, four?
Yeah,
six. There's six of you.
There's
yeah.
six of them.
There's six
yep.
of you. Right on. And I love them all. but they are all incredibly creative.
That's true.
I mean, you
no,
all.
Thinking of it.
If
yes.
you, I mean, some have different outlets of expression. I mean, even JP, the one token wonderful male of the bunch, I mean, he's a great woodworker.
And he's a great artist, too. We may not know that about him, but he's so creative. And all of us can dance. We all love to dance. It's
and
part
you're
of our
free
family
dancers.
Culture.
That's the other thing. We'd always go to Huguenot's and just, in fact, I am having a disco ball and we are having a party. I do have a disco ball. You borrowed it.
Yes, yes.
All right, we are going down memory lane. I'm sorry. This is a. But I think one of the things I want to, if anybody's listening out there, if you're a grandma or a neighbor or someone, I mean, how neat to create a little safe space for kids. And I loved your word, invitation to play. Whatever. Yeah. There was a fancy word you used.
Play provocation.
There it is.
Provoking kids to play. And I'm actually going to be starting to do some play coaching for families.
Absolutely.
To teach families how to incorporate play. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can be.
No. And you just need one little zone that is just all, you know, they're not in trouble in that area and they can create free. I think I could start the one where we roll up the sleeves and get to work. I can teach the work ethic. If you can teach the play.
Oh, I've had plenty of fun playing with you, Lindy.
Yeah. Well, the Lewis clan were always, we were the workforce as children.
Yes. So, my mom really encouraged and fostered that in us.
If you didn't listen to our first bit of the program, that's what we were talking about. You learn by just being in your own environment. Mm-hmm. And now you're this amazing artist. You've created a business on Etsy out of something that just brought you so much joy as a child.
And I am doing pretty well with my Etsy shop, but it's keep ordering my own products. So I guess it's like market
research. It's like
me.
I was my best book in the beginning. It's like I bought most of my books and I would give them away, or I'd give them away with my retreats and that sort of thing. But yeah, because it is, and you're proud of your work. It's beautiful.
Oh,
you know?
Thank
it's,
you. Yeah. My hope is to uplift and inspire people and bring a little bit of joy.
A little bit of color, a little bit of joy.
Exactly. Color, obviously, color it is up. My thing.
Mm-hmm. It works very well with the Let Your Color Out life. So,
perfect.
All right, we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how to get in touch with Nicole directly, whether you want play coaching in your home, or again, I'm going to volunteer this for her. But she is an amazing, if you want a mural, I've always said, if you need a Mother's Day mural or something, anything like the little boxes outside of your house, or she has done amazing murals with me, and I always like to do it with her. She's kind of the lead, and she helps me get
okay. Then you have to come too.
I'll be there too. Oh yeah, we're fun. Oh yeah, we'd have a great time. So we'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit more about how you can work with Nicole or just buy some of her beautiful products. And we got to talk about these crazy lovey monsters. I just love them. So all right, we'll be right back. Thanks for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Ting wants you to have amazing internet for less. With support from the federal ACP program, we're offering qualified households a $30 discount on their internet bill. That means you'll pay just $9 a month with no contract for our Home Fiber 50 package. Lightning fast fiber internet that's perfect for streaming and gaming. Now available at an incredibly low price. See if you qualify for this offer by visiting tinginternet.com/ACP offer. That's tinginternet.com/ACP offer.
Homestyles Lighting is celebrating October with a sensational sidewalk sale and a showroom clearance red tag sale. Stop by and discover the amazing October savings all month. Homestyles, the cool stuff lighting store, features state-of-the-art lighting, fans, mirrors, wall art, and unique home decor you won't find anywhere else. First-timers or loyal customers, don't miss the October showroom clearance, red tag, and sidewalk sale. Homestyles Lighting, 5648 North Government Way in Coeur d'Alene. Homestyles Lighting.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fencing boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 400 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. They are now also offering part-time 20-hour-per-week shifts. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA, Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now for full or part-time at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Jobs@altafp.com.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yep, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back. Nicole and I were just talking. It is amazing how fast this hour flies. So I hope you had as nice of enjoyable time listening to our energy as on this rainy day. But we're going to, so it was neat to get a little bit of what it's like to be a teacher and even what it's like to be a student right now, how we can continue to nurture and foster the creativity and the imagination of our youngers, because our youngers honestly are definitely going to need to think differently to clean up some of the different issues that are maybe being created in our world, whether it's technology driven or just environmental, I mean, political, who knows? You know, we really won't know until we're in that space. But so nurturing and fostering that creativity is going to be key. And Nicole gave us some great insight on that. If you want to listen to this show again, you can listen to it on Let Your Color Out. I always post the recording on Instagram. And Nicole, why don't you, as we come to the end of our hour, tell us a little bit. I want you to just talk about she's got these little boards. They're just some of the cutest little monsters that I've ever seen. And it sounds like you can get them put on little infant clothes.
Yes.
Holy cow.
So those little monsters,
I pictures up on too.
Oh, thank you. I call them loveys. Little babies often have a lovey. They call that like a blankie or a stuffy that is their kind of heart anchor that can soothe them. And during COVID, our company was really pivoting and trying to support homeschooling efforts for the parents. So we did a website called Homeschooling Answers, and I did a how to draw a lovey video. So, and then this little guy just kind of came to me when I was in my art studio playing one day. And then I started adding like the headdress with the leaves and I just, some different kind of.
Actually, it's a great thing. If people want to watch that video, can they?
I don't know.
Because it was for your school.
No, I think it is a public website, homeschoolinganswers.com. I haven't been on it for
Nicole,
so long.
And what was your video? I bet they Googled your video.
I had several. It was, what did I call it? Let's play and make stuff is what
Let's
I called
play
it.
Play and make stuff. Google that and see if Nicole's brilliant mind comes up. Okay, and how can people connect with you to get some of these fun Etsy things? I mean, it's a great time to start thinking Christmas. And again, just when people open up this package, it's just happy. And I saw her beautiful mom in a post that had one of your blankets. And that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was so fun. She said she wanted one for Christmas, and I thought, I'm giving it to her now. It's because it's so fun. And she says she likes to sleep with it on her bed. So my Etsy shop is called Hello, We Are Cute. And the
is
R,
it we are?
The letter R.
Okay.
Because websites, you can't use an apostrophe. I was going to call it Hello, We're Cute. Yeah, but Hello, We Are Cute. But and it's on Etsy, and yeah, you can go on there and shop different products. And I've also had people Facebook Messenger me. I'm on Facebook and say, hey, can you make a sunflower water bottle? I love sunflowers. And so I did, and she bought it. Like, it was so cool. So sometimes I'll take requests. I had a cousin, Martha Rosenberry, who asked me for a specific Night Mountain on a crew neck sweatshirt. I had put it on a hoodie. And so I can do those kind of things, customize some of those things. So it's really
How's your
fun.
Mermaid skills? I know that's we're going to meet afterwards to talk
about. Oh, I've got some wicked mermaid tail skills, but the rest of the mermaid is a little bit tougher. But
I'm pretty sure you can
do
it.
I think I can
do
it.
I'm sure of it. Yeah. Or if you need a piece of furniture painted or any of that. I mean, Nicole's an amazing, just happy artist. I mean, really, that's what I've always enjoyed. And I know one year for Mother's Day, she and her daughter and me and my daughter got together because my daughter's artistic as well. And her daughter's amazing as well, artistically.
Yes,
and we got together and just painted one of her brick walls. And we call it the happy wall. And we just did that for Mother's Day. So there are those things. I mean, it really is a great, great idea. And if you're just in this little heavier world, I'm just going to use that word, just a heavier energetic, especially as we move into fall and people resist going yin like plants. We mm-hmm. all need to get quiet and just rest a little bit and rejuvenate. But it is, it's a great way to just reach out to Nicole, maybe via Facebook or on Instagram, and just personal message you to maybe get creative somehow in your own home. If there's a wall you want to spice up or.
Absolutely.
Would you do a mural for someone?
I consider it.
Okay.
Yes. I know. You're saying painting totally, furniture.
I know.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Hold on here.
I
know.
I did paint a cute little table and chair set. My mom and sisters and I painted one for Julia, my little niece, when she was
yes.
little. And
yeah.
that was a lot of fun. But I really love to just.
No, but we can just commission you.
Sure.
The world needs more of your beautiful work on the
Thank
planet.
You.
So, yeah. Anything else that you want to leave any parents that are maybe working with their kids to help them foster and nurture their inspiration and imaginations?
Well, just let them be creative. Let them make, you know, controlled messes. Cardboard boxes are endless, an endless amount of fun. Give them some tape and some paint and let them be a little messy. And, you know, don't be worried about the end product. It's the act of creating where the joy is. So, you know, just really let them play and create. So,
yeah. And I think they do that naturally and so much. I mean, and you know what else I'm going to just suggest? If you can, play with them. You know,
yes,
and it's always, I think that's why I play with you, is because we, you know, I get more creative when I kind of have you there giving me permission to, like, yeah, well, color it up.
Absolutely.
Color outside the lines or something.
Shonda Rhimes, who wrote Grey's Anatomy and all those amazing things, she wrote an amazing book, and I'm blanking on it right now, but in the book it said, just get on the floor for 15 minutes. That's
exactly.
all your kids really
there
want you. They don't need you more than that. So
there it is. That yeah, if we leave minutes. You with something today, get on the floor for 15 minutes. It's good for the body too.
Yeah.
Stretch a couple muscles, you know, as well as just enjoy one of the children. If you don't have any children, it might not even be bad to just explore and just do it in your own space.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you all. I really appreciate you coming in today, Nicole, and sharing this. Again, if any of you are interested in purchasing any of her beautiful art, it is on Hello, We're Cute. We are cute. Just WERCUTE. And is that also your website then?
I don't have a website.
Okay.
I just have an Etsy shop.
Etsy shop or
Facebook. Or Instagram.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you again for coming. And I hope all of you have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday and find 15 minutes today to just sit on the floor and nurture your own creativity.
Absolutely.
Have a beautiful day. You're listening to North Idaho Radio, and this is Lindy Lewis with Let Your Color Out Live.